says that both Yud-Dalet and Hezvav are also behesped b'tanis. Lesser shall zeh b'zeh v'shal zeh b'zeh. If you live in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to have hesped b'tanis on Yud-Dalet. And if you live in New York, you're not allowed to have hesped b'tanis on Hezvav. Then the Gemara said the same is true if you have Shana Mu'beres and you have Adarishan. Adarishanis, so all 4 days are also behesped b'tanis. So it's usually assumed that what it means is that all 4 days are Purim. Or let's say in Shana Pshuta, 2 days. 2 days are Purim. It's just a toss-up on which day do you fulfill the mitzvah sayang. But both days are Purim. So that's why there was an opinion. The Minkacha had this practice, the Mincha Saluza. He had a practice that he said, Al HaNisim are both days in davening. Why? He thought that Al HaNisim is not one of the mitzvahs hayam. It's not like Mikra Megillah, Shalach Manus, Matanus Avyon, Mesudas Purim, and Al HaNisim. It's not another one of the mitzvahs. That's a general din. Whenever the day is a special day, so the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, B'chol Yom Yom, Teinu Me'en B'chois B'shol Yom. She mentioned Me'en Amboira. So his opinion was that since today is Purim, both yesterday and today is Purim, so you got to say Al HaNisim on both days. His opinion has not been accepted. He knows this was a minority opinion. This opinion has not been accepted because we assume that reciting Al HaNisim is one of the takanas, that's one of the mitzvahs hayom, just like Mikra Megillah is one of the mitzvahs hayom. Like the Gemara quotes the Braisa in Maseches Shabbos and Bamei Madlik, and the Gemara quotes the Braisa from Maseches Sofrim about from Megillah's Tainus also about Chanukah. So it says Lashana Acheres, the year after the Nes Chanukah occurred, Kvom Asom im Yamim Tovim beHalal beHaydoya. They made a takana that you should recite Halal on Chanukah, and you should recite Al HaNisim on Chanukah. That was a takana. It's not that they made a Yontav of Chanukah Lasa beHespe beTainus. And the Mele, since it's a Yontav, the Mele have to say Al HaNisim. No, they made a Yontav beHalal beHaydoya. Halal means you have to say Halal. That's a mitzvah. Haydoya means you have to say Al HaNisim. Special takana doesn't follow automatically. The same as on Purim. It doesn't follow automatically because today is a Yontav of Purim. Both days are Purim. It doesn't follow automatically because of the Yontav, and mainly you have to say Al HaNisim. You only have to say Al HaNisim is one of the mitzvahs hayoyim. So if you're not in a mukav chum, masur shuv menun, so you don't do any other mitzvahs today. You don't dance and you don't sing today. So you don't say Al HaNisim either today. That's a generally accepted opinion. The Mincha Saluza maybe would hold not so. Okay. Okay, we started the topic of Zman. The Gemara points out that Zman is only a takana mid Rabbanan. How do you see that? You see it from the Mishnah on Daf Pei Vav and Aleph. Shloshe Gittin Sum Nisav Lat Kosher. That it's kosher and atur, it's only possible mid Rabbanan. Get Shein Bo Zman. So that's where we spoke a little bit. The Nemuk Yosef is Kashin, Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, the beginning of Perek, Echad Didim Amenis. But the Mishnah says, Echadin Mams, Bechadin in the Foshes, Bedrish Vachakir. Drish Vachakir means he needs Zman and Mokkaim. And Haggadah said it's even a case of Didi Mams, even though the original Psukim only say Chumish by Didi in the Foshes, the Rashta Vachakarta, Vashalta, Hate, etc. All the three Psukim only say by Didi in the Foshes, not by Mammonis, but the Mishnah learns it out from a Hekesh. Vishpatech Yelachem, Didi Mammonis have the same status as Didi in the Foshes, that he needs Zman and Mokkaim. So obviously by Shtar, it's not so. That's what the Pnei Yeshua answers in his fashion. That's Rav Chaim answers the same as Pnei Yeshua, but in a different language, a different Shtar. That's the din of Shtar. If you have a Haggadah Seder b'fnei Bezdin, then Bezdin has no right to accept the Haggadah Seder bal peh. Has to be accepted by Bezdin. Bezdin has no right to accept Haggadah Seder unless they give a Drisha v'chakirah. But the Rashta v'chakarta is not a din in Hilchas Seder, it's a din in Hilchas Bezdin. Bezdin has no right to be mekabel yedus unless they do a drish v'chakir in advance. But when you have a shtar, the shtar is a trick. You accomplished hagodas yedus, the yedus is chal, without any need for a bezdin. But all right, the Mishnah says you can write nichta balayla v'nechna balayla. You can write the whole shtar balayla. How can you write balayla? There's no bezdin balayla. So obviously you don't need a bezdin when you give a get. When you write any shtar, you don't need a bezdin. How come? That's the din of shtar. That's the din of shtar. If the das ha-mischayv authorizes the writing in the shtar, eidem achzim al ha-shtar nasa kemisha nechgrei dusim ha-bezin. If it was authorized to be written and signed by the das ha-mischayv, then it's chala din eidus, even without any bezin at all. So So since this is a trick, this is a way of accomplishing Kabbalah Seidus without any need for a business, and the Mela, there's no need for Zman Amokim. So the Takana Zman is only Midirabbanim. What's the reason for the Takana Zman? So it's a Machlek Rabbi Yechonin Rishlach. Rabbi Yechonin says, we're gunning out Mishum Basach Haisai, Shemi Chapal Basach Haisai, the husband may love his wife so much that even if she'll be Mazana, he won't be interested in killing her. He'll bend over backwards to give her a get Zman, and she'll be able to claim that she was already divorced before she did this nus. And Rish Lakish says, what are you talking about? Says nus lo shchicha. Tyson says Rish Lakish wasn't so naive to think nus lo shchicha means nus be'edim v'hasra. The top line in the top taste, and I'm going to say, what? Be'edim v'hasra, you're going to give someone an einish misa, you're not going to catch them in doing this nus. So that's lo shchicha. That should be be'edim v'hasra. So Rabbi Yechonin says, Shemichapa basachosa, because of this nus. And Rish Lakish says, because of the hefsid peiros. The Baal loses the peiros nichsim aluk at the time of the gerishin. So you have to have this man written in the get. What about this man as that no one's, we don't have the capacity to give the nefashis? Rabbi Yechonin Rish Lakish was students of Rabbi Yudan. Rabbi Yechonin was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudan Nasi. Rabbi Yudan Nasi was over 100 years after the Churban Abayis. So what is he talking about? Nobody's getting any Einish Miso in the days of Rabbi Yechonin. There is no Einish Miso. So what do you need the Takana Zman if you hold like Rish Lakish Mishum Peiris? So that's relevant Bizman is also. But if you hold like Rabbi Yechonin, that the real reason why they instituted Zman Midirabbanan in the get is Shemichapa Basachosa, so it doesn't apply Bizman is. So that's what Tosis asks. On Yudchesam and Aleph, Imam Maskel, the last five lines in Hano Kali Islahu. Mandam Shem Basachos, Bizman is Lamakosan Zman Begitten. I feel the Bizman is there, Mashman the boy's man. Kid is not come on, Gimel Gitten Basula, yeah. Mishnah is going after the Churban Abayis also. All the famous Tanaim lived after the Churban Abayis. Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, everybody lived after the Churban Abayis. So Tosfos says, Yishlomeg, Shem Yechapal, Baneh HaMamzer. Okay. Shem Yechapal, Baneh HaMamzer. Inami Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdosh. What do you mean, Yimara Beis HaMikdosh? And then we'll be back in the situation where we're going to have Dinei Nefashos. I mean, the reason why we still, this takon of Zman was instituted Shemichapa Basa Choso when they were still administering Mrs. Bezin, and even though temporarily the Nefashis has been discontinued for the last 2,000 years, temporarily we discontinued it, but since we plan someday to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh, every Bana Beis HaMikdosh, and then we're going to have the Sanhedrin, Yoshim, Belush, Kisagos, then we'll be able to give the Nefashis. The Gemara says 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni is around the year 70, so 40 years before, the year 30 approximately, Golso Sanhedrin. So the Gemara asks, Lamay Nafkamina, what's the halachic relevance of the Braisa recording history? So the Gemara says, no, this history is relevant for Allah. Aloy Mashallah, Hashem Dorim did in the Foshas. That after the Sanhedrin Nagdola went into Golos, they're no longer located in the Lishkos HaGozes, they're not allowed to be done there in the Foshas anymore. So Tosfos says, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdosh, and we'll have a Sanhedrin, and then we'll be able to be done there in the Foshas again. So there's a temporarily for the last 2,000 years, it wasn't too relevant, the issue of this month, because there's no Din and Fashis. But Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdosh, so that's why they never did away with this Takana of Zman. Made the Takana needs Zman and a get. If you give a get that doesn't have Zman as possible, there are Bonon. The whole reason for the Takana only makes sense, this month that you administer Din and Fashis. So the Takana doesn't fall apart by itself. So Tosfos is asking, why didn't we abolish the Takana? After the Sanhedrin went into Golus, we should abolish the Takana. So they say, no, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdosh, we don't abolish the Takana. We're hoping that the Beis HaMikdosh will be rebuilt any day now, any year now, and then the reason for the Takana will then apply again, so we never abolish the Takana. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says that Midirabbanan, they instituted Zman HaMachlek Zabiach Na Rish Lakish. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon the Tana for sure holds like Rish Lakish. That there's no Machlekes. Reb Shimon holds the reason, Reb Shimon holds the correct, the three possibilities of which is the correct Zman that's relevant here. The Zman is supposed to be Mevara something. So is it the Zman Ksivas HaGet? Is it the Zman Chasimas HaGet? Or is it the Zman of Nesinas HaGet? The three different Zman. So Reb Shimon says the Zman HaKsivas is the relevant Zman. If the get is written by Yom and Nechtam Balaylo, so this man has yesterday's man, this man, the whole get, all 12 lines of the get were written by Yom, and it was signed by Balaylo. So Reb Shimon says that doesn't pose a problem. But when the Yedim sign it's already tomorrow, that's yesterday's date, it's a mukdam. So Reb Shimon holds not a mukdam. The zman that the husband, the number one Reb Shimon holds like the Amara Resh Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Shimon ben Yechoy, the Tana holds like the Amara Reb Shimon ben Lakish, that the reason for the Takana zman is Mishum Peris. And number two, Reb Shimon, the Tana holds that the Baal forfeits the Peris, he loses the Peris, from the time that the get is written, not the time that the get is signed, not the time the get is given over. Kivin shenasanenu legarshu shuven abal loichal peris. Nasanenu legarshu has to do with the ksivas haget. The ksivas haget. You don't need chasimas haget. Why should that be so? What kind of a din is that? Nasanenu legarshu. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, that because a get needs ksiva lishma. So what that indicates is that the ksivas haget with the nesina constitute a composite kinyan. Normally, by all the other stories, you don't need ksiva lishma. So the writing of the shtar is just the preparation of the chefze, and then the kinyan consists of the nesina sashtar. And here, by get, the kinyan of the gerishin consists of the ksiva with the nesina. So Tosis adds on here that the Tana Rab Shimon holds like the Tana Rab Lazar, that ede misira karsi. That you don't need Eidich Hasimah. So when you write the 12 lines of the get, that's called Nasanenu Legarshin. That's the Haskolos HaGerishin. So he's already half divorced. She's not allowed to live with anybody else yet. He's still in Nisal HaSinat. But the Haskolos HaGerishin took place already Mishas Ksivas HaGet. If you would have held like Rav Meir, which we don't hold, if the din would have been like Rav Meir, the Eidich Hasimah Karasi, so the Nasanenu Legarshin would only be once the Eidim signed on the get. So if it would be Nichta Bayom and Echta Malayla, would have the wrong Zman. But we paskin like Rebbe Lozo that Eidim is Sirakar, so you don't need Eidich Hasimah. So when you wrote the 12 lines of the get, that is the Ksivas Haget. That's what needs Lishma. And that's the Haskolos HaGerishin. Nasanenu Legarshin. When the Baal does the Tchilos HaGerishin, so then he already loses the Peris Nichsim Elul. And the Chachamim disagree with the Chachamim and the Mishnah disagree with the Tana Reb Shimon. And they hold that if it's Nichsim Bayom and Echtim Alayla, it's no good. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? Reb Yechanan says they disagree because the whole premise is wrong. Reb Shimon, the Tana holds like Reish Lakish, my student, Reb Yechanan's Talmud Reish Lakish. Reb Shimon, the Tana holds like Reish Lakish, that the reason why they instituted Zman is because Paris. He holds Nas, and then of Lagarsha, the Baal already loses Paris. And we don't pass him like Reb Shimon, the Tana, we pass him like the Chachamim, that the reason for this Zman is to be Mevar, whether the woman is Chai Misa or not. Woman is chamisa, depends on the nesina, doesn't depend on the ksivas haget. So that's how Rabbi Yechanan understands. The machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim and the Mishnah is, what's the reason for Takana Zman? Reish Lakish insists, no, everybody agrees with me, that the reason for the Takana Zman, the Rabbanan, is because of Peris. But they argue, from what point in time on does the husband lose the Peris? And whereas the Tana Rabbi Shimon thinks, number one, like Rabbi Lozer, Ede Misira Karsi, so when you write the 12 lines of the get, that's called Ksivas Haget. That's the Ksivas Haget Lishma. And that's the Haskolos HaGerishin. So from Haskolos HaGerishin, the Baal loses Peris. The Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon and they hold, according to Reish Lakish, Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon and they hold that the Baal is entitled to Peris till Shas Nesinan, till you give the get. Not the Haskolos HaGerishin, till the Gemar HaGerishin. Now we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. Yochad V'Rabim Halacha K'Rab, we pass him like the Rabbanon. That the Baal that the Baal only loses Peris. We pass him like the Rabbanon. What does it mean? Pass him like the Rabbanon. So that's a machleg. Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. What does it mean? Rabbi Yechanan says what it means is that the Takana's man is nothing to do at all with Hepsid Peris. Takana's man is because Shem Yichapal Basachosa. So that depends on the Nesinus I get. Or according to Reish Lakish, both Hachamim and Rabbi Shimon agree that the reason for Zman is because of Peris, but they argue from what point on in Zman does the husband lose the Peris? So we paskin, he doesn't lose the Peris Mishas Ksiva. But this idea of Rabbi Shimon, that the Ksivas Haget needs Lishmo, because that's Haskolos HaGerishin, that even the Chachamim the Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah maskim to. So that's what the Mishkan is Yanke points out, that the Sugya on Yitches Amid Aleph, six lines from the top, is picking up on that thing. The Itma Me'emes Amonim Leget. And then is when a woman is divorced, she has to wait Shlosha Chodshe Havchana before she remarries. Because it looks to us that she's not pregnant. How do we know? We're not doctors. You look at a woman, you can't tell whether she's pregnant or not. So maybe she's really pregnant. She got divorced from the first husband, she's going to marry the second husband right away. She's going to have a baby after 8.5 months. We won't know whether the baby is the child of the first husband, baby is the child of the second husband. L'mayinav kamina, whether the child of the first husband and the child of the second husband. Who has to pay for the tuition? Nav kamina for $1 million. So who has to pay for sending him to education? Who has to pay his way through college?
Nowadays we would ask a doctor, and the doctor says not.
So the Gemara in Yevamah says, what if the woman is 98 years old? So obviously it's a dead giveaway, she's not pregnant. What if the husband was sitting in jail the last 125 years? Or the wife is sitting in jail, they're both sitting in two different jails, and he's 105 and she's 98 years old. And what if they were separated for the last 10 years before they went to jail? And what if she ran away from the husband? And what if this and what if that? And what if Eliyahu HaNavi comes? And he says that the woman is not pregnant. So the Gemara says, even A, B, C, D, E, F, G, a whole list of 15. Even if Eliyahu now he comes and he says that the woman is not pregnant, he still have to wait havchan. So that's why we don't rely on a pregnancy test. We assume that it's not better than Eliyahu now. Even if the woman takes a pregnancy test and we know that she's not pregnant, we wouldn't permit her to remarry within the tzaddik beis yom, within the 92 days. You have to have 90 full days, aside from the day on which the first husband gave the get, and aside from the day on which the woman wants to be married. You have to have a full 90 days in between. By a giyoris, that's a question. The Gemara says you need havchana by a giyoris also, in case she'll have a baby soon after. You want to know whether the baby was harasa shalom b'kdusha v'leidasa b'kdusha, harasa v'leidasa b'kdusha. So you want a Gioris to have Avchan also. So in the days of the Gemara is a Machlokes Amarayim, Machlokes also Rabbi Shmuel, where the Lemaise, they need Havchana for the Gioris. In theory, you should require Havchana, but maybe we should assume that since the woman didn't decide overnight that she wants to convert, she must have been thinking about it for a while already, so she'll probably, even if she's promiscuous, she'll probably see to it that she won't become pregnant. So we don't accept that opinion. We do require havchana for giyoris. But the question is the havchana needed for giyoris? The Gemara never said, even if she's 98 years old, even if Yoh Eliyo, that the Gemara says by a grusha, by an almana. The Gemara never says that by giyoris. And maybe that's a shaila. The commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel, quotes the Chalkas Mechaikek, the two commentaries on the side of Eben Ezra. So the Beis Shmuel is the later one, quotes the Chalkas Mechaikek, who's the earlier commentary, that is mesupik, whether it's a light plug by the giyoris or not. So the later poskim, in the Oitzer HaPoskim, he quotes the Minchas Chinuch, who says he has a rai from a Rambam, that the Rambam holds that it's not a light plug. By giyoris, it's not a light plug. Because the Rambam writes, if a soldier takes Yefas Toyar, so he has to have Yoshua Veisach Vach Saviya Vesima Yerach Yomim, she should sit in my home and cry over the loss of her parents for a month. And then after the month is over, so then the Rambam says, you still want to marry this non-Jewish girl. So he says you have to convert her. And then you have to wait two additional months for Havchana. The 1 month that she was sitting in Yoham, that counts as the first month of Havchana. You need another 2 months. How does that count as the first month of Havchana? She didn't convert until after the month was up. So you should require 3 months. You should require 92 days after she converted. So the answer is, 1 month I was there. She was in my home. I know that there was nobody else there. So you see from the Rambam that he holds that it's not a light plug. You don't say that you always require 92 days after the woman converted. If I know that the last 30 days she was a mezana before she converted, that'll also count. So that's what many of the poskim say. If the giyoris will take a good pregnancy test, which will indicate that she's not pregnant, then we will permit her to remarry on the same day. She'll convert today and she'll marry someone on the same day.
Why are we machalic between giyoris and
I don't know.
Just because it's not the fair shem gemara, so we have room to...
That's not really a valid explanation. Maybe what may be a better explanation perhaps is the following. The gemara says that what is the whole din of havchana based on? When a husband dies or the husband divorces his wife, so we want the woman to wait 92 days before she remarries, just in case she has a baby. Says Marcel, that's based on the pasuk in Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, "Lias l'chol l'kim l'zarcha acharecha." that I will be the God of the Jewish people, the descendants of Avraham Avinu, Lazarach Achrecha, when it's Sarah Miyuchas Achrav. It's important that the Jewish people should know what the Yichas is. They should know whether my father is this person or the other person. So the Pashtus is that that's only on Asmachtim and the Rabbanim, even though the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. The Pnei Yeshua and the Sharei Tshuva quotes the Pischei Tshuva and Ebenezer quotes the other Paskim. They all say that's only an Asmachta mid the Rabbanim. So there's room to argue the point and say Avchon is only needed mid the Rabbanim. It's only mid the Rabbanim by an Eishes Ish Shenisarmelon is Garsha. What's the big difference whether the first husband, second husband? A difference of $1 million. Who has to pay for the child's education? Who has to pay for the upkeep of the child? Afkamin if you keep it aviyim, and afkamin if a makal aviyim, and afkamin if a yerusha. A lot of afkamin is, but basically, what is our job to keep track of who the father is? If the child wants to know who his father is, let him make a blood test. It's not my responsibility; it's his responsibility. Let him figure out after he's born. Let him figure out if he wants to know who his father is. But by giyores, there's room to argue the point and say that maybe over there hafchana is a din deraisa. Why? Maybe Rav Soloveitchik suggested Havchana by Gyoris may be Mochomer, maybe a Din D'Oraisa, because it's part of the Kiddushtoy. The Kiddushtoy means you have to be in Mechaba de Kohanim. How does the Gemara say? The Kiddushtoy, Levarach Rishon, Litol Mani, Yofi Rishon, you have to always have to be Mechaba de Kohanim. So maybe that Din of the Kiddushtoy doesn't only mean to be in Mechaba de Kohanim, maybe it means you have to preserve the Yuchsin and Klal Yisroel. So maybe included in the Kiddushtoy is to preserve the yuchsin, that every gioris has to have avchana. We want to know whether the child that's going to be born later will be hayrosa bigdusha hayrosa shalot bigdusha. So since that's a din deraisa, maybe there you don't have a loy plug. Usually a loy plug is on a din derabbanan. It's a loy plug rabbanan because dibei dinim derabbanan need chizav. So in order to be mechazik, they had to say it's a loy plug rabbanan under all cases. Usually you can't say usually. Yeah, usually. On the level of the Raisa, you don't have a loy plug. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole list of cases where you have a loy plug deraisa. But usually, most of the time, you don't have a loy plug in the deraisa. So that's the hezber over here. Not because in the Gemara it's more lenient. More than that, maybe the havchana by the gioris is deraisa. So therefore, whenever the concern applies, you need havchana. Whenever you know the concern doesn't apply, then you don't need the havchana.
Then it comes out that the rabbanan is more chamer than the deraisa.
Okay. It'll come out that din derabbanan is machomer. Like you have divrei seferim tzrich mechizuk on a yontiv derabbanan. So the Gemara says the day before the day after also there's an issa hesped of the tainus. Lifnei melacharim, but on Rosh Chodesh man yamim tayvim divrei tareinim tzrich mechizuk. So the day before the day after you're permitted to have hesped of the tainus. Only on a yontiv derabbanan the Gemara says divrei seferim tzrich mechizuk. And divrei Torah eilon tzrich mechizuk. So here also, divrei dinim derabbanan need chizuk. So they made it into a loy plug rabbanan. And dinim deraisa said they don't need chizuk. So whenever the concern applies, you'll need the havchan. Whenever there's no concern, because we took a pregnancy test, we know that she is pregnant. The woman can grow; she's highly pregnant. Everybody knows she's pregnant. So then we would say there's no need for havchan.
Isn't it clear here though in this derabbanan there was maseach the time on the zero when they were misakin? Know
why they were misalking it from the Gemara.
Yeah. So then
it doesn't
really
always
quote that point. We know what the
time
is, so then it only applies when it applies.
Yeah, but here the Gemara says the Pashtus in the Gemara is that this is a loy plug. Gemara says that by even if the reason doesn't apply, the Gzeira still applies. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara.
What's the afkamina for also Shlomo Kedusha? What's the
what's an afkamina halacha lemaisa? The Gemara says that the uber needs gerus. So let's say the common practice is when a woman converts, so the bezna asks her whether she's pregnant. So if the bezna is not aware that she's pregnant, the Gemara says gerushin is gaira b'no ena tzorach tvila. Muberushin is gaira. Muberushin is gaira. It's a Gemara Yivam is lafan ches. Muberushin is gaira b'no ena tzorach tvila. Why? Because the tefillah that she has for her geirus is oila for the uber as well. So the dogma Bava writes on the side of the Yerideya that that's only if the Bezdin is aware that the woman is pregnant, so the Bezdin is there to, for the kiyam adava, for the geirus of the mother, and for the geirus of the uber. If the Bezdin didn't know the woman was pregnant, So the gerus of the uber was done without the benefit of a bezin, so that's not acceptable. So that's why the common practice, you have to know whether it's hayrasa shalab ikdusha, then the bezin has to know, bezin has to be megayri the uber. If it's hayrasa ikdusha, then there's no problem. There are two shuvas in the Sridi Yesh about this. One shuva written before the war, Second World War, and one shuva written way after the Second World War. So the same shaila both times. Giyores converted, and she's clearly pregnant. The question is, does she have to wait 92 days before she gets married? So in the first shuva, he didn't have the Otzar Poskim. It wasn't written yet. Otzar Poskim is a likut of all the Poskim, all the Achrenim and Ebenezer. So he says that you have to wait 92 days, even if the reason doesn't apply, even though the woman is obviously pregnant, you know that it's Hayrasa Shlavik Dusha. You still have to wait 92 days. Then in the later tshuva that was written after the war, so he writes that now, he doesn't even refer back to his other tshuva. He just writes. He looks on the Otzar Poskim. Otzar Poskim quotes this Menachas Chinuch, and he quotes the later Poskim and say, based on the Rambam that the Menachas Chinuch quoted by Yefas Tor in Hilchos Malachim, that you see from the Rambam, the Chelkes Mechoking and the Beis Shmuel had a Sofik, whether Havchana Bagiris is a loy pluganat. And none of the Rishonim talk about it, only the Rambam, so we rely on the Rambam. The Rambam says Beferis, that if there, the Yashav Beveisech Abachsav Esali, Asima Yerach Yamim, then she only has to wait another two, then she converts, then she only has to wait another 2 months. So you see from the Rambam that it's not a loy plug by Giyoris. So since no other Rishonim talk about it, so we follow the Rambam. The Lohakel. That is not a light plug. So again, so there is a din of havchana. The din of havchana we usually assume by an eshes ish is only mid the rabban, and even though the gemara in the Yavam is quoted a pasuk lias lochol lekim on zarach achrecha, so the pischi tshuva quotes the achrayim and the pnei yeshua writes like that. It's only an asmachta mid the rabban. It could be that Havchana by Giyoris is a din daraisa, but the Gemara quotes the pasuk by Havchana by an Eishes Ish, so we assume that's only an asmach, that's only mid the rabban. So what's the din by an Eishes Ish? That you have to have Havchana Tzadik Beis Yom. Do you count the 92 days from the day on which the get was written, or do you count the 92 days from the day on which the get was given? The day on which the get was written? Why should that be relevant? So the Gemara has a machlekes Rav Shmuel, whether name is Simon and Leget. When do you count Havchana? Rav Amar Mishas and Sina. That's what I would have said. Cutting the Sina Saget, there's nothing. And Shmuel says Mishas Ksiva. Mazem Mishas Ksiva. And we have the Girsa in the Gemara. The Hilchasa, we have the Girsa right in the middle of the Amid Aleph, but the tiny letter base, Hilchasa Mishas Ksiva. The Rosh says there are many Rishonim have the Girsa, the Hilchasa Mishas and Sina. So that's how we're Machmer. But half of the Rishonim have the Girsa, like we have here. Hilchasa Mishas Ksiva. Mazem. Why should it be Mishas Ksiva? So that's what the Mishkan and Sianke writes in his Tshuva. He says, this is a takeoff on Rab Shimon Shita. Even though we don't pass like Rab Shimon in the Mishnah, but Bein l'Rab Yechon, Bein l'Reish Lakish, Pshat in Rab Shimon is that he holds that the Ksiva's man is the Takana of the Rabbana. Why? Because of Paris. And Paris, Kibin Shanas and Enu Lagashu, Shemen Abalech of Paris. Mishas Ksiva is Haget. Because Rab Shimon the Tana holds like Rab Loza the Tana, that Adam is Sirikarsi. That's how Tosis fills in on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amin Amsam. You just write the top 12 lines even before you have a Chasimis a Get. The Get is already there. The Get, that's the part of the Get that needs the Ksiva Lishma. According to Rab Meir, that writing on the 12 guy, writing on the 12 lines is not the Ksiva Saget. Ksiva Saget is the Chasima. So if it has the Zman of the Ksiva of the 12 lines, that's the wrong Zman. But we don't pass like Rab Meir, we pass like Rab Lozer, Edim is Sirikarsi. So Rab Shimon holds like Rab Lozer also. Shimon holds when you write the get, that's called Ksivas Haget. And Ksivas Haget is Haskalas Hagerishin. And Mishas Haskalas Hagerishin. Kim Shanas and Enev Lagarshin, Mishas Haskalas Hagerishin. Shov En Abalachal Paris. So Shimon holds that the reason for his man is like Mishlokish, because of Paris. And the Baal forfeits Paris, Mishas Ksiva, that's the Haskalas Hagerishin. So true, we don't accept Rab Shimon's opinion. We pass like the Chachamim. But the idea behind Rab Shimon's opinion is accepted, and that leads you into this opinion of Rav, that the Gemara says, or Shmuel's opinion, name is Aymarim Leget, so Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva. Why Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva? It's in Hilchasa, the way we have in the Gemara, half of the Rishonim had the Gemara, Hilchasa Mishas Ksiva. Why? It's the Svara of the Tana Reb Shimon, based on the Tana Reb Lazar, Eidem Asira Karsis. When you write the 12 lines, that's called the Ksiva Saget. Ksiva Saget is the Haskalah Sagerishim. Shemishas haskala sagerishin, he's already not allowed to live with his wife. So that counts for the hafchan. That counts for the hafchan. In Hilchas Avelis, in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Gemara the last perek in Ma'ikot, and they give you a list of all the relatives after Bzarv Avelis. So the Gemara in third perek Ma'ikot sounds as if Avelis by the seven relatives that are koyim etam elohem, so the Avelis by those relatives is Min HaTorah. Then it says Hasif Aleim, they added on additional relatives. So the simple reading of the price is like the Rambam and the Rif and the Shita Sagarim, that Avelis is their Isa by the Zayin Kerevim, at least some Avelis, at least Avelis Yam Rishon. The Ramad Paskins, not so. The Ramad Paskins, like the Bali Ataisus and the Rosh, that all Avelis is only the Rabban, and there's no Avelis, their Isa. But even according to the Ramad, that's how the Brisa reads. The seven relatives that the coin is Metami to. So those seven relatives starts off, that's the original din of Avelis. Either the original din der Isa or the original din der Rabban. And then Hosif Aleim, they added on more relatives. So one of the relatives that you observe Avelis is a spouse. When a couple is married and one spouse dies, so the surviving spouse is obligated to observe Avelis. So the Gemara said this is only after Nisuin. If you only had Erisin, Ishtarusa, La'onin lo v'la mitame lo v'la meifin nedareha, that the coin is not mitami to Ishtarusa, only if you had Nisuin. So what if you had Nisuin, but it's Daita Lagarshin? The husband plans to divorce his wife. They're holding by getting divorced. So Rabbi Akiva Eger on the bottom, on the side of the Yoridea, Hilchas Havelis, refers you to the Yamshel Shlomo on Gittin, on this daf, on Yud Zayin, where the Yamshel Shlomo writes he had a big machloikas in his community. He was outvoted by the other Rabbonim. He thought that even though the couple had not only Erisin, they had Nisuin, but the husband and the wife didn't get along and they were planning on getting divorced. So if one of them dies, is there already no din of Avelis? This was his chiddush. And the other Rabbanim said they never heard of such a thing. It's utterly ridiculous. Kozman, that they're still married. So they had Nisuin, so there's a din of Avelis. Till he gives the get. What do you mean he plans to give the get? So the Marshal writes over here that he sent a letter to some great Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. He doesn't identify who it was. Which great Talmud Chacham was there in the middle of the 1500s, he lived at the same time as the Ramah. He was a cousin of the Ramah. They used to correspond. They lived in two different cities in Poland. Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Tzfas at the same time. He also corresponded with the Ramah. But the Marshal lived in Poland. So he says, he writes in his Yamshel Shlomo that they sent a letter to some great Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. He sent back a letter. He agrees with the Marshal. He doesn't tell you who the great Talmud Chacham was. So this is a question. So it doesn't make any sense. Why is there no Avelis? Because the Loshan Amar, Kim Shinosan Ein of Lagarshan. Kim Shinosan Ein of Lagarshan, the Gemara, doesn't mean the Baal expressed a desire and an interest to divorce his wife. It means he wrote the get already. He wrote the first 12 lines. And Tosfos says, because Reb Shimon holds like Rav Lazar that Edom is Sira Karsi. So when you write the first 12 lines, that's already called the Tchilos HaGerishin. That's why, just because he plans to divorce his wife, he doesn't have Shalom Bayis. Plans to divorce his wife, that's not called Nosan Ein of Lagarsha. That's very difficult. The Marshal is very difficult. So the Rashash on Bava Basra points out there is a Gemara in Bava Basra where there's a machlekes, the Rashbam in Tosfos. The Rashbam says that if a man is Nosan Ein of Lagarsha, if a man plans to divorce his wife and he's a Kayin, and then the wife dies, so the din is that he's not Mitami to the wife. Kim l'sheir ha-koraveilov, l'knefesh l'aytam ha-bi'avam, kim l'sheir ha-koraveilov, sheir is l'ishtoi, means ishtoi, that he plans to remain with her. Just like sheir is l'ishtoi means nesua as opposed to arusa, it means a nesua that he plans to remain with. If he has nesuin with his wife and he plans to divorce her, da'ita l'gashah, so that's not called sheir. That's how the Rashbam writes. It's not based on our Gemara, kim l'sheir name l'gashah. Our Gemara is a different story. Our Gemara means that's the ksivas aget. The Ksivas Haget needs Lishmo because that's Haskalas Hagerishin, and Rab Shimon holds like Rab Loza, Eidim Mesirah Karsi. So the writing of the first 12 lines, even before you write the Hasimas, Ksivas Haget is the Haskalas Hagerishin. It's a different word. But the Rashash writes a different word. So the Rashash says, he looked there in Baba Basra, it's Rashash and Baba Basra. So Machlek is the Rashbam and Tosfos. So the Rashbam holds like that. That the term Sheir is Elishto refers, number one, to Nesu as opposed to Narusa. And number two, a nesua where they plan to remain together. If it's nothing, if it's daita legarsha, it's not called sheira. So Tosis makes fun of the Rashbam. Tosis quotes Rashbam and says it's utterly ridiculous. They never heard of such a thing. What do you mean nothing ain't of legarsha has a new status in halacha? It's not called sheira. So the Rashash says, but whenever there's a machlokes in halacha, even though we would normally paskan like Tosis over here because the Rashbam is shver. But when it comes to Ilchus Avela, so we say Halach Kedemar Mekol Ba'ovel. Whenever there's any Machlekes in Avelas, we always go Lekuda. So the Rashash writes, maybe you should paskin like the Yamshel Shloimeh, but Lav Mitaimei. Yamshel Shloimeh said, based on Agamar, Nosan Ein of Legarsha. That's very difficult. It's not Nosan Ein of Legarsha. Didn't even do the Ksivis Haget yet. Just he plans to get divorced. Different word based on the Rashbam and Baba Basra that whenever it's Nasan Ein of Legarsha, he plans to divorce the wife, it's not called Shera anymore. Even though Tosis rejects it, then maybe we should apply the rule. Halacha k'dira mekel ba'ovel.
He used to be of Nasan Ein of Legarsha even before he wrote, right? So it
was yeah.
Would it be called the get yosher? If Nasan Ein of Legarsha, you call it giving the get. It doesn't become a get yosher. It's just there. It's an issa.
A get yoshen is what? If nisyacher imok, being civil and asina.
If nisyacher imok.
Have to exceed me, yeah. Yeah. In more on the last daf, on Sadik Amar Aleph, says, in libo lagarsha, v'hi yoshev is tachta misham shosoi, that's improper. In more quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, that's 10 lines from the bottom of Sadik Amar Aleph, you shouldn't plot evil against your friend if the friend doesn't even realize that you're plotting against him. So here, the husband is making plans to divorce his wife, and then he's sleeping with the wife. So he's using her. That's not, if she would know that he's daita legarsha, she would never agree to be with him. So that's not proper. So that's a machlokes in achrayim. That's what you told me. That's a machlokes in achrayim. Whether this then applies, the husband, let's say, the husband and the wife, they went to Bezdin, and the Bezdin has such a list of people who want to get divorced every day. People want to get divorced. So they tell them, come back in 3 months. We'll take care of the get. So what about in the next 3 months? The husband and the wife, they know they're going to get divorced at the end of the 3 months. Are they? But they're not yet divorced. Are they permitted to live together now? The husband is not using the wife without her knowledge. They both plan to get divorced. So is it, do you say, since there's daita legarsha, so it's already an issa, they're not allowed to live together? Or you say, no, it's an issa, he's not allowed to use his wife to live with her without her realizing that he's planning to dump her. But if she knows that they both plan to get divorced, and out of their own free will, they're still married, and they both want to be together, so maybe then it is permissible. So that's a machlek yisachreinim in Ebenezer, how far this issa goes. So that Yamshel Shloimeh says that this is also called Nosan Ein of Legarsha. He plans to divorce the woman. Achidish Dike Yamshel Shloimeh. Yeah, what did the Gemara say? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why they instituted Zman is Mishum Bas HaChoysa. What does that mean? Before the takana of Zman, if the husband would give his wife, if the wife would be Mizana, and the husband would give the wife would be Mizana, so she's Chai Misa, Beidim and Masro. And then the husband will give his wife a get, and it won't have any Zman, so we don't know when the woman was divorced. So she'll taina, when the Bez wants to give her the Einish Misa, so she'll taina that she was already divorced prior to the Shas Haznus. So it would appear from the simple reading of the Gemara that in such a case the Bezdin would not give the Einish Misa. That's why the institute is Man, in order that the husband should not be Mechapal Bas HaChaisa. If they would have not introduced Man, so the husband could have gotten her off the hook, even though she was already Mizana. He'll give her a get, Shembo's Man. And no one will know when the get was given. So she'll be able to claim the get was given before she was Mizana. So Tesis is bothered by Akasha and Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Dibra Mascha Mishum Bas HaChoysa, the little Tesis. Mishum Bas HaChoysa, so Tesis asks, whenever you know, Why would you say in such a case that she would not get the death penalty? You don't know when she was divorced, so we would assume that maybe she was divorced before she was mezaneh, and therefore she would be off the hook. Before they made the takana of zman, if the husband would give her a get shein bo zman, that would be perfectly acceptable. Minatar, that's the way you do a get shein bo zman. So she won't be punished, but tainish misa des. So Tosfos asks, if a woman is divorced and you don't know when the get was given, don't you usually assume that the change occurred as late as possible? So shouldn't you have to assume that the get was given later? Adarabe, even before the takana of zman. How would it help that the woman will produce a get, and the get, and she'll claim based on the get that she was divorced prior to the Maisa's Nus, but the get is the Chaim Bozman. So how can she prove based on the get? Adarabba, we should assume Shtal of Chazaka, the change occurred as late as possible. That's what Taisus asks. The Le'amina, the little Taisus, Mishum Bas HaChayse. They said, the Le'amina, we would not have said, Ukma. We would not postpone the change till as late as possible. We would not assume that the gerishin took place after the Maisa's Nus. Why not? So it sounds from Tosfos as if they're giving two distinct answers. Answer A and answer B. So the first answer is, kim sheigrusha lefanein. Since we know for sure that the situation changed, so you have the right to assume that the change occurred as late as possible. Then the ode sounds like another independent answer. So what's the first answer? Stands on its own. No, there's the homies like that. Whenever you have a mikvah shenimdad b'nimtzachaser, the first daf of Maseches Nida has the famous Mishnah. A mikvah shenimdad b'nimtzachaser. The mashgiach comes once a month to check the mikveh, and then the last time he checked the mikveh, he writes in the letter that it had aboim, so the mikveh is good. Then you come a month later and you see all of a sudden the mikveh no longer has aboim. So many people use the mikveh. Everyone walks out of the mikveh, takes off a couple of droplets of water with them. So the mikveh is now mikveh chaser. It doesn't have aboim. So we don't know when the change occurred. So the Gemara said beferish that we would have started off by saying the mikveh was mole at one time a month ago, and now I see that it's chaser. So the Gemara says I should really assume that the change occurred as late as possible. I should assume that it was male up until now. And now hashtahu dechaser, and now it got diminished. So how does Tosfos say for kimshi grusha lefaneinu? Since I know for sure that the chazaka changed, I just don't know when it changed. So you have no right to assume that your change occurred as late as possible. Why not? That's what you say by the mikveh. Hamin mikveh al cheskosai. You assume that the change occurred as late as possible. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua is. So the Pnei Yeshua says he thinks that the more correct reading should be without the word ve'od. What you have is a chazaka keneged chazaka. The chazaka the hashta is, let's see over here. Chazaka the hashta, I know that she is divorced. The husband for sure gave her a get. Chazaka the mekor, for many years she was married. So the chazaka the mekor says postpone the change till as late as possible. The chazaka the hashta says no, she's for sure now she's divorced. So the chazaka and the mekor is no longer here. So what do you do when you have a chazaka keneged chazaka? So then Tosfos answers, Zukma b'cheskes kerish alei nivolok yishehi eisashish. Then when you have chazaka keneged chazaka, you should rely on that, on the cheskes kashrus. But it's not that these are two distinct answers. What the first answer is, how are you going to read? The first answer is, given shehi grusha lefaneinu. So you don't postpone the change till as late as possible. No, you usually do. Shita Sataisis, you always do. That's a machlekes, the Rabbaran Alevi and the Bali Ataisis. The Bali Ataisis and the first daf in Nida. Mikan Yesh Lilmot. For this Gemara you see that whenever I know for sure what the status was a year ago, and I come to the realization now that the status changed, and I don't know when the change occurred. Did it occur 10 months ago? Did it occur yesterday? Did it occur 5 months ago? So you don't say yachlokul. You don't say since the last time I checked was a year ago, so you go back up until 6 months. You go machza, machza. You don't say that. You assume that the change occurred as late as possible. You shtel af the chazake that the change occurred as late as possible. So here also, The pashto should have been Yeshut Shtalav Chazaka. But since it's a Sof Kol Sof, it is a Chazaka. Can I get Chazaka? The Chazaka in the Meikor should beat out the Chazaka the Hashta. Should have beaten out the Chazaka the Hashta. But since he has a Cheskes Kashrus also, Shalinivlo Kishiyeshis Ish, so that's going to be Machriya in the case. But it's not that Taisus had 2 days, and the first opinion was that there is no such Chazaka in the Meikor. That if you know for sure that the situation changed, so you don't attribute the change till as late as possible. Normally you do. Normally that is considered a chazaka. The one who says that it's not a chazaka, that's Rabbaran Alevi. They have Taisus has a whole discussion, and the Rashba and the Torah Sabbais quotes it from Taisus, and Rabbaran Alevi attacks the Rashba why he quoted it. Taisus has the following discussion. Whenever you milk a cow, so I didn't know that the milk is kosher. So it's a pasuk, Eretz Yisrael Cholov Dvash. The Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, that it's a land flowing milk and honey. So obviously the milk is kosher. What's the habmina? Why should you think the milk is not kosher? Because it's yotzim and atami. Be'ema b'chaya, b'ches k'sisore medes. You're not allowed to eat a live animal until you shecht it. So the milk comes out from the animal before you shecht it. So just like a be'ema b'chaya is a ches k'sisore, either a nisa eifam and achai, or a nisa reinez v'cha, either one nisa or another. But whatever it is, so the Gemara says, I should have said, I would have thought that ayotzim and atami tame. I would have thought that the milk that comes out from any live kosher animal is zasa because the animal, shkodim shchita, is zasa. So after the pasuk, Eretz Avos Chol Avdav, the milk is kosher. So the milk is only kosher if the animal is kshera. What if the animal happens to be a trefa? It broke a leg in such a way, it has a punctured lung, it has a punctured kidney, it has a punctured intestine or something. So if it has one of the 70 different trefas, so if I know that this animal happens to be a trefa, so all the milk that it produces is us. So how do you ever drink any milk? Maybe the animal is a trefa. So the answer is, yeah, the odds are 95 to 5 that this animal is not a trefa. You go past a rive, and rod behemoths are ksheris him. So that's not a problem. What happens if I milk the cow, and then I shech the cow, and milk the cow, I have a right to assume that it's kosher. Then I shech the cow, and I found out it's a trefa. So I know that the milk is asa. That never happens by us. It's impossible. We buy the cow from the farm. So till we buy the milk from the farm. So till the milk is delivered by us, you can't identify which cow the milk came from. So even if the shech that defined as the trefa, there's no way to keep track. So when do you have such a shayla? So in the days of the Baal HaTeis, they had the shayla, they milked the cow and they made cheese out of the milk. They milk a cow, they drink the milk the same day, then they shech the behemoth tomorrow. It never happened. They milked the cow and they shecht it. Why should they shech the cow? The cow's still giving off milk. Why do they shech? They shech the cow when it stops giving off milk. It's not producing anymore. Now in all the dairy farms, they keep records by computers. How expensive is it? How much food do we have to give the cow? And how much milk does it produce? Is it worth it to keep the cow alive? So when it's no longer worth it, then they send the cow off to shecht it. So in the days of the Baal HaTeis, it's also like that. As long as the cow is producing milk, they're not going to shecht it. When it stops producing milk, so you're never going to have such a chitinza. I milked the cow and I shechted it 5 minutes later and I find that it has a trefus, I'm not allowed to drink the milk. Why should they shecht the cow? Well, they need flesh. So shecht a different cow. Don't shecht the cow that's still producing milk. So the shayla came up, we milked the cow and we made cheese out of it. And the cheese is going to last us for a couple of months. And then the cow stopped producing milk and we decided, shein higi hazman to shecht the cow. We shecht and we find that it has a trefus. So what's the story with the cheese that I made from that milk from a month ago? So this cow was already 5 years old. For a couple of years it was producing milk. So all the years that it was living for 5 years, obviously it wasn't a trefa. A trefa wouldn't have lived so long. It developed the trefus at some later time in its life. So do you have the right to assume that the change occurred as late as possible? I shech the cow today and I find that it has a trefa. I assume yesterday it became a trefa. And it's no longer producing any milk yesterday. If it would still be producing a reasonable amount of milk, it wouldn't shecht it. So do I have the right to assume that the change that it became a trefa occurred as late as possible or not? So Tosfos says, yes, you have the right to assume the change occurred as late as possible, and all the cheese is kosher. That too is part of Chazaka. Chazaka and Mekor status quo. There are two halachas. There's one halacha, if you don't know whether the status quo changed, you assume it did not change. Yishtalav Chazaka and Mekor status quo didn't change. Number two, even if you know that it did change, a mikveh shenimdad v'nim tzachaser, or I've been milking the cow for the last 5 years, and now I shecht it, and I see that it's a trefa. So I know that the mikveh is chaser now. I know that the cow is a trefa. So that's also a din in Hilchas Chazaka de Mekora. Whenever I see that the situation changed, I have the right to assume the change occurred as late as possible. So that is Shitas HaTaisvus. That is Taisvus Shita all over. That's why Taisvus over here presented the problem, and they say the answer is, well, it's still Chazaka Keneged Chazaka. If that's all, you would have Chazaka Keneged Chazaka, Chazaka de Mekora would have beat out. Would have beaten out the Chazaka de Hashta, we would have said the change occurred as late as possible. But here, because there's a so that should be Machri over here. The Ra'od disagrees with the whole thing. When the Rashbon, the Torah Habayis, quotes this from the Bavli HaTosfos, he quotes Rabbein Avram, Rabbi Avram, who had this Shaila with the Shechter cow, and they had the cheese from the made from the milk from a month ago. Are they allowed to eat the cheese? So he quotes the Bavli HaTosfos say, it's a legitimate Chazaka. So Rabbi Arnalevi says that was a Havamin in the Gemara. Once you get to the conclusion of the Gemara in the beginning of Nida, the Besam based of Gimlam and Al, the Gemara rejects it. Chazaka de Meikora, status quo is only if you can extend the previous Chazaka till the very present mamish. But if you know for sure that it changed, then there's no ois Chazaka, then there's no longer a din of Chazaka. So Tesis is going with their Shita, that there is such a din of Chazaka. There is a din of Chazaka, but it's really a Chazaka, can a Chazaka, a Chazaka Meikora should win. But over here, since she has a Cheskas Kashra, Shalai Nibal of Shiesh Esish, so that should pass Kanais in this case. According to the Ra'o Bechlau, the Chazaka and the Mekor doesn't is irrelevant, but never you know for sure that the situation changed.
Rashi
says what?
The last line Rashi in Zion Bez, the Blah, the Blah, if he's just saying that a Chazaka wouldn't be good enough to kill her anyway.
Rashi says that if you have a get without his man, it's going to be a suffix. It won't be a vada, it'll be a suffix. What was Tosis Kasha again? Tosis asked the Kasha from the Gemara would appear that if she had before they made the takana, she'll be off the hook. So Tosis says, why should she be off the hook? We should give the death penalty. We should give it a death penalty based on Chazaka. Yeah. So Tosis explains why you wouldn't have. So you mean there's a question how to read Tosis Maskana, Tosan Amid Aleph, the little Tosis Mishum Basan Chayster. The answer is Adar Abuk from Becheskas Ksheir Shalai Nivolok Yeshihi Eshesish. So Tosis means therefore it's a Sofek Nefashis or it's a. Or I would assume that she's Vadai Pata. No, probably also Tais means that it'll be a suffering to Fashis. He only asked the Kasha, let it be a Vadai Yeshisish. So the answer, it's a Chazaka, Kenegan Chazaka, but it's also this Chazaka thrown in. Chara Tais means the same as Rashi, no? It's also a suffering to Fashis, not a Vadai. This probably means the same also. There's the suffering that about it.
How do we know we use Chazakas for killing?
How does Tosis know that he can give Oynesh Misa based on Chazaka de Meikura? That's an interesting kasha. That's a very interesting kasha. Aminut Machezka Seishishish Mashtahu Di'igar Shom. Why shouldn't we give an Oynesh Misa based on a Chazaka? That's what Tosis asks. So you're asking, whoever heard of giving Misa based on a Chazaka? Yeah?
What about the Gemara Kishon where two people come live in the city as husband and wife? We don't know if they're married.
Yeah, that's a different kind of a Chazaka. Like the Prima Gaon says in the Psicha Kalelus, the Racham says the word Chazaka appears in the Gemara with six different meanings. So that Chazaka, a couple comes to the city and they're acting like husband and wife. So if they act long enough, for 30 days like husband and wife, we assume that they are husband and wife. Or let's say an older woman and a younger man come to town and they act as if it's a mother and her son. So we assume that it is, if they act like that for a month, we assume it's talking mother and a son. And later on, if he'll be mizana with the mother, he'll be chai misa. And it's not going to help later on. They'll say they were putting on an act, they didn't mean it. They were making fun and they're really married. It doesn't help. If they act long enough, so that's a ruba de leisa kamon. That chazaka is a ruba de leisa kamon. that people don't put on an act for such a long time. On Purim, you act as if. But after Purim is over, so then you go back to real life. So everybody's their own self. So that chazak does mean chazak meikar status quo. That means Rubid Aleisa, come on, that's probably so. They're acting like husband and wife, or like mother and a child, so we assume that that's so. Here it's a different chazak. He's asking, that Gemara says, so from the start from all the chazakas. You give a death penalty based on the chazak, the Rubid Aleisa, come on, that it probably is a mother and a son, or a husband and a wife and so on. He's asking, this is a chazakah of chazakah and meikor status quo. So do you give an Einash Nisa based on a chazakah? That's a good kasha. How does Tosis know that even to ask a question?
That's what I thought Rashi was saying. It's self in the Pashtas, who's going to be using chazakah
anymore. But it could be that that's what Tosis answers. Now Tosis in the Kasha assumes, if you have a chazaka, you do give an Einish Misa. Maybe in their answer they say, maybe the answer is that it's a suffix. But you're asking on Tosis' question, how do they know to even ask a question that you should have the right to give a death penalty based on a chazaka? I don't know. We should research that, see if the other Rishonim agree or disagree. Can you give an Einish Misa based on a Chazaka? The Gemara says he can give an Einish Misa based on a Rav. That's a simple meaning of the Gemara. Give an Einish Misa based on Rav. And the Rambam says not so. The Rambam disagrees with the Gemara. There's a problem. How does the Rambam deal with the Gemara? The Rambam says you cannot give an Einish Misa based on Rav. So if Rav is no good, so Chazaka is probably certainly no good. Rubav HaChazaka, Rubodif. Rav is better than a chazaka in the sense of a status quo, chazaka to make her.
Anytime you have two edim that are made on an isha, shazinsa, tachas baila. So the only way we know that she's married is atzah chazaka.
Yeah.
So we're giving misa based
right,
on the
right, so that's what he just raised that issue. You see, sokim and sar from ala chazaka, so you do give an anish misa based on chazaka. So that's what we just explained. Prima Gaudim says, you missed it. Prima Gaudim says that the word chazaka appears in six different senses in the Gemara. So the chazaka, if a couple lives in a neighborhood, they're living together like a husband and a wife, that's a chazaka, Ruba Galesa, come on. That's probably the case. Or a mother and a son, father and a daughter, we assume that if they're living like that for 30 days, so it's a strong Ruba Galesa, come on, so we assume it's so. So that chazaka, like Marcel Sokum, is so from all the chazakas. That's a strong Ruba Galesa, come on. But here he's asking on Tosis, on Yudzayinim and Aleph, Tosis has the kasha, we should give a death penalty based on chazaka and a meikara. Before they made the takon of his man. So Rabbi Yechanan says, the husband, Shemi Chapa Basal Chasad, husband may love his wife so much, if she'll be Mizan, he'll want to spare her from getting the death penalty. So he'll give her a get, Shem was man, and the Bezin will be fooled into believing that she was already in this Garsha before. So he says, what do you mean? If you get a get, Shem was man, we should start a chazok and assume chazok and make chorus, status quo. We should assume that she just got divorced yesterday, that she was married all along, she just got divorced yesterday after the Mises lost. So Tosis is assuming a chiddush that you give a death penalty based on chazaka to make her, based on a status quo, not on a chazaka ruba deleisa come on. That if people live for a year together, for a month, they live together like a father and a daughter, or a mother and a son, a husband and a wife. That's a ruba deleisa come on. That's a different. This is a different chazaka. This is a chazaka to make her. So Tosis is assuming a chiddush, a big chiddush, that you can give the death penalty based on a chazaka.
That's not also a chazaka to make her.
Which is Tosis says chazaka and meikar.
No, why are you assuming that by a regular ishasish where we know it based on Ruben Lesa Kaman, you know it based on a chazaka and meikar?
What do you mean chazaka
and meikar? We saw them get married, and even if we never saw them living together anymore afterwards, as long as we saw them, everyone was at the chasim, and then they moved somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that's based on a chazaka and meikar that they're still married.
Okay.
So that's not a chazaka Ruben Lesa Kaman. And still, if Adam come in and say she was in Sa'a, why wouldn't we go based on the
chazaka meikar? That you would. You would give misa there.
So you see.
That's a chazaka where there's no reisa against it. There's no latest hasafik against it. Here there is a reisa against it. Here the woman has a get. So we don't know when the get was given, earlier or later. Yeah, but one woman was an eshesish. Hey, Tosis, it changed. So we assume she's been married for the last 20 years. We assume she's still married. That's a better, that's a chazaka, the meikore, where there's no reisa. So we assume that that she's still married. But over here, the woman was married for the last 10 years, and now she has a get, and we don't know when the get was given. It's a get chain was matman, a Torah, it's good. We don't know whether the get was given last year, last month, yesterday, or today. You don't know when the get was given.
So as long as you don't hold like there are, then you assume that Chazaka Mekar keeps going till today. So as
right.
far as we're concerned, there is no reisa. About
no,
the age of
no.
a month.
Reisa said there is. We see she has a get. So we know that the Chazaka Mekar changed. We see that she's
right, but it's not a reisa in the edus that we're giving on 2 months ago. That's a reisa on right now. And now she doesn't have a status of an eishes shish.
Right. So if you don't know when the get was given, so Tosis assumes yishtalav chazaka to assume that the change occurred as late as possible. So that's plain old chazaka. That's a chazaka with a reisa. That's a plain old chazaka of a status quo. So Tosis writes an assumption that's a big chiddush. That a chazaka in the Meikor, a status quo chazaka, is sufficient to give an Einish Misa. That's a big chiddush. The Rambam holds you don't even give Misa based on a roiv. And Ruba b'chazaka Ruba probably wouldn't give Misa based on a chazaka either. Rambam holds you don't give Misa based on a roiv.
What's that case?
The Rambam's case. The Rambam says if you have. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, the last daf in the first parak in Ksubis. That if you live in a community where the roiv of the women who can possibly give birth to a baby are Jewish, so and someone leaves a baby on the steps of the police station, so we assume that the baby was Jewish. If roiv of the women who are able to give birth in the community are goyim, so then you assume that the baby is a goy. So the Rambam says, this child, if roiv of the women in the neighborhood who could have possibly given birth to this baby are Jewish, we assume the child is Jewish, and you make him a bar mitzvah, and he damas farnamid, and you mitzarif him to the minyan, and he lanes kriyas ha-Torah, and he lanes the Megillah, and so on, and he gets married, but then, if his wife is going to be mizana, we don't give her the death penalty, because we always, in the back of our mind, we know that there's a miut possibility that he's really a goy. So fine, we give him all the rights and privileges as a Jew, and he lanes to be moisi, he lanes parsha zacha to be moisi, everybody and everything, but still, it's only based on roiv. So he says he can't administer an einish bisa based on a roiv. You have to have a vados. Roiv is not enough. That's what the writer, that's what the Rambam writes. You can't give a yeroili if there's one shivcha nachris in the whole Medina. Medina means a whole big metropolis. There's one non-Jewish woman, a population of 5 million women. And less than 1% are goyim, and the ruba are all Jewish. So Tinaka Nimtza Mushloch Shama is Jewish up until the point of giving an onish misa. If his wife is going to be mizana sometime down the line, so we'll say maybe he's really a goy, and he can't administer onish misa based on a roi. So the rabbi is masked on the Rambam. He says, but in our Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says on Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph that. If you do administer Einish Mises Bezin based on a roiv, despite the fact that it says the Hitzilah Ho'eda, he still can give an Einish Mises based on a Ruba Leisekaman. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the roiv. So the Rambam holds that you cannot give an Einish Mises based on a roiv. So I would assume that Chazaka for sure not. Chazaka is weaker than a roiv. Oh, that's the Ravid asked all those kashas. The Ravid refers you to the Gemara Sanhedrin. So you have to distinguish between the different roivs. What are you talking about? So the roiv over there is to be mavar effect. Is this the father or not? So since Rabbi Lasachar Abbas, so we assume that this is the father. So there's a dina makio avivim and a dina mikal avivim. The Rambam is talking, you're using a roiv to establish that the woman is an eshesish, that she's married to the person. She's only married to him if he's Jewish. If he's a goy and she's Jewish, so there's no tvisis kiddushin. So to say that a roiv is mevara, that a maisa occurred, that's already more. To say a mitzias, so that roiv is good. But to say that a maisa occurred, that's a big kiddush. I say, how come if a husband and a wife move into the neighborhood and they live together for a month, so then you're saying that we assume that they are married? That's the din sakma b'sakma malachazok. The sakma b'sakma malachazok goes two cases. A man and a woman live in the community like a father and a daughter, like a mother and a son. So we are for a month like that, b'shloshim yom. So we assume that that's taka the relationship. And if they're mizana together, so they'll be chayiv misa. That's one case. Then you have another case of that. You can say the Rambam holds that Rav is good to be Mevara facts, Mitzias, but Rav is not good to be Mevara that a Maisa occurred, Maisa Kiddusha. Rama is talking about Rav to establish that the woman is Mekudesha. But then the other case, the Gemara has Sokh Mesokh Machazok, is a man and a woman move into the neighborhood and they're living together, Kederach Yishvi Yishtoi. So you assume that if they live together like a month, so maybe for a day or two, for a week or two, maybe they're putting on an act and they're kidding. But if they live like that for Shloshim Yom, so then we assume that that's a good right. So that's already Aruba Deleisa Kamon, Kedim Evara Maisa Kiddushin. So that's what the Ragachov and the Tzoftnos Panech al Rambam he asks. The theorist that we gave on the Rambam that he distinguishes between a Raif, the Mivara, the facts of the case, and the Raif on a Maisa doesn't work out by the Yesh Yisish. So he answers that Kasha also. He says, if we see the couple living together, so everybody in the community is like Edis Lakim and Dover, that they just got married, even if it's not true that they were married from before. So either they were married from before, but we say that's only a rive, we're not sure. But so if it's not sure, so we're seeing them living together now. So the fact that we see them living together now, it says, hey, nay, nay, yichud, hey, nay, nay, biya. They want to be married together. So they're living together. We know that there's Kiddushet biya. So they were just Mikadosh. They were just Niskacha under our noses. That's what the Ragachover writes on that Rambam. That's how the Farem for the Rambam from the Gemara. Otherwise, the Rav is Hasoga. The Gemara is Beferish against the Rambam. Mon Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Tesem and Aleph. There's a whole Arichas about this, that you do follow Rav. Even though it says, V'hitzil Ho'eda, you still follow Rav to administer Mises Bez. It's not called a Sofet, yeah. Yeah, Rashi over here writes Sof in the first local. In our case, it would be a Sofik. Yeah, there's a discussion, Rashi and Tosfos in Ksubas and Rashbam in Baba Basra. When you say Sof in the first local, so the Rashi and the Rashbam write that that's based on the Gzeres HaKosov of Vehitzil Ho'edah. Sofik, the first local, because it says Vehitzil Ho'edah. And Tosfos in Ksubas says, what do you need a Pasuk Vehitzil Ho'edah? Common sense dictates. You can't kill a person if you're not sure. Asafing the fashas. What did you need Xeris Akasa for? So Rabbi Chanan of Asman suggests that maybe Rashi and the Rashbam didn't mean to say that you really need a pasuk to teach you that suffering the fashas is lahakel. What they meant to say was that if you have a case where the suffering the fashas lahakel, not only is it a ptur b'toras suffik, the pasuk the tziluhayde makes it into a ptur b'toras vada. It's a vadois that you're not going to give it on Yishmisa. Whenever there's any suffix, the vada you don't give misa. What's the difference that you don't give misa but Torah suffix? You don't give misa but Torah vada. Bottom line is the guy's going to be walking around in the street. He's going to be free. He won't be sitting in prison. He won't give him the death penalty. The afkamina is, would there be complaint with the rabbinine? What's the din? If a man is Mechal Shabbos simultaneously with a Maisa Hezik, so we say Kamlei b'di Rabbine, and even Chayim Misa Shogigim are also Pturim and Atashlum, and that's called Tanud Bechizkia. A brisa that they got from Chizkia is Yeshiva, and the Gemara quotes it in Baba Kam and in Ksubas, a brisa Tanud Bechizkia. So what if a person did a Maisa Hezek simultaneously with a Maisa Chilu Shabbos? That's a Sufik, whether you Chayiv Shabbos or not. So would you say Sufik Nefashas Lahakel is a Sufik? But Misofik, maybe he is Chayv Misa. So since maybe he is Chayv Misa, so Hamoitz Mechaveh Olav Harai. So Misofik, there's a Sofik, come Levi the Rab Minah. So he's Muchzik on the money, let him not pay. But would you say no? V'hitzilu Ho'eda makes it, and whenever there's a Sofik, there's a Ptur for Misa B'Torah Svada. So that's Rabbi Chanan Vassim and suggest, maybe that's why Rashi and the Rashbam gained by writing the Hitzilu Ho'eda and Sofik V'Vashas Lokel, more than Tosfos. They just wrote, of course, common sense dictates you can't give a person a death penalty if you're not sure whether he's Chayv Misa or not. So maybe Rashi and Rashbam agree with Tosfos, of course. And maybe they meant to add on that it's a Ptur B'Torah Svadai, that you wouldn't even, it wouldn't even Pater from a Chayv Tashloin. So Pater is a Pater B'Torah Svadai, not just Pater B'Torah Sofik, so it should be a Sofik on Kam Levi D'Rav Minah. So you should not have to pay. Maybe there is Chayv Misa. But since it's a Ptur B'Torah Svadai, so therefore there's no Ptur of, since it's a Ptur from Nisa B'Torah Svadai, so B'Torah Svadai, there's no Ptur from Mami. Yeah, the whole Takona de Rabbanan of Zman, according to Rabbi Yochanan, was Shem Yichapal Basal Chosai. So really, we should insist on precision in the date. It should really have Did she really have the precise date and the precise hour? So the hour, that's out of the question. The Gemara says, "En kais v'n shos ela b'Yerushalayim." And Yerushalayim used to write what hour of the day. And documents, the rest of the world, they only write what day it is. So the Gemara says, what does it really help you? Ma'ahu el ha-chachamim v'takan asam. If you only write what day it is, it's a Wednesday, Shushan Purim, Tezvav Adar, Shnas Tov Shin Samach Tes. You don't know what hour on Wednesday. Could be it was last night at 10 o'clock. Could be today 2:15. Could be today 7 o'clock. It's before the Shkia. So you don't know when when the thing happens. The Gemara says, Yom Gufi, if you write four lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin and Beis, Yom Gufi, if you write what day it was, Mi Adin and Mitzafer and Mipanya, you don't know whether it was in the morning, you don't know whether it was in the evening. So the answer is, but the Zman helps if you write which day it is. It's Wednesday, Shushan Purim, Tavshin Samach Tes. So I know it wasn't yesterday, it wasn't tomorrow, it was today sometime. So Memele, the Gemara says, even though the Zman is not that precise, so even if it's looser than that, it just says during the week of Parshas Kisisa, Shnas Tavshin Samach Tes. So the week of Parshas Kisisa, a whole week, or it says during the month of Adar, Tavshin Samach Tes. So we're doing Shnas Tavshin Samach Tes. He doesn't even write which month, he just writes Bishnas Tavshin Samach Tes. So the Gemara says, if you write a vague Zman, even though you haven't accomplished the goal, the reason, the thing that motivated the Chachamim to make a Takana, that you have to write Zman, is either Mishum Peris or Mishum Shemichapa Basafais. The reason will only be satisfied if you pinpoint the exact time and the exact hour. So the exact hour that we don't expect. They never required so much. Even if you don't even pinpoint the exact day, you just say Beis is Shana, Beis is Chodesh, Beis is Shabbos. It was during the week of Parshas Kisisa in Tavshin Samach Tes. So it's a whole week, the month of Adar, a whole month. So we say, call the Tikkun Rabban Kein, the Raisa Tikkun. What motivated the Chachamim to introduce Man is that you should know precisely for the purposes of Einish Misa, Shemichapa Basal Chosa, to know precisely for the purposes of Hefzid Peres, but precisely that for sure they didn't require. Bottom line, they just required like the Zmanim of Kabbalah Seidus. So Beis Hashanah is good enough. Beis Hashanah, Beis Chodesh. We don't insist on and such a precise Zman. The Mishnah records the Machloikis on Yud Zayin Lav. Mishnah has Machloikis of Shimon and the Chachamim by Get, there was Nichtav by Yom, Venechtam by Laila. The 12 lines of the Get were written by Yom. And Reb Shimon holds, Kimish Anasanel Lugar Shaina Balachot Paris. Shimon holds, you don't need Eidich Hasima. Eidich Mesirah Kaisa, you don't need Eidich Hasima. So when they wrote the 12 lines of the Get, that's called Tziva Lishma. And that's already the Haskalas HaGevishin. And that's already called Nasanel of Lagarsha. And Reb Shimon holds, the reason for Zman is Mishum Paris. And the reason is satisfied. And we don't pass like that. We pass in. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. That has to be the Zman of the Nesina, because the reason for the Takana Shemichapa Abbas HaChos. So how significant is the Zman by Ksuba? The Zman by Ksuba is very significant. It's relevant to know about collecting the Ksuba from the Lukuchas. When a man gets married, even though the Chiyuv to pay the Ksuba only sets in from the time that the husband dies, or the time that he divorces the wife. But the Shimon Lechosin precedes the Zman that she has the right. She doesn't have the right to collect until Nesam Elon is Garsha. But the Shimon Lechosin is Chal from the time that he gets married, even if he doesn't write the Ksuba. Our practice is that we do give a Ksuba. We write in the Ksuba that when Meshabit, all the Karkoas that he has, that he's going to buy Shibit Yekni. But even if he wouldn't have written that, that's a Tanai Dezen. So there would be a Shimon Chasen from what time on? From the day of the Chasen. So I got to know when the Chasen is. So it's Kedai to write in the Ksuba the date of the Chasen. What if the Ksuba will be written by Yom and the Chasen is going to take place by Laila? So the Takanas Chachamim, there is a suffix in the Gemara whether Arusa Yeshlo Ksuba. Let's say the husband divorces his wife during Erisin and the husband dies during Erisin. She becomes Nistamrlo and is Garsha during Erisin. So the Gemara in the first parak in Bab Metzia has an ebaya dolei pshita. What's the din? Arusi yesh l'ksuba, rein l'ksuba. Does she have ksuba mitam takanas chachamim, or does she not have? And as the machlekes Tosfos in the Rambam had a pasuk in la'alocha, the Beis Shmuel, and the Ebenezer quotes it. Machlekes the Rambam and Tosfos, the pasuk in arusa yesh l'ksuba, arusa ein l'ksuba. The Gemara has kashas from Mishnayis and Brises, says beferish about an arusa collecting a ksuba. So how can you have a sofik? Gemara says af maskinon b'shekosavlo. If he gave her a ksuba, he gave her a ksuba. Okay, that's for sure. If he gave her a ksuba, the pashta says if he gave her a ksuba during erusin and then the samalon is garsha, it's not stam like a zaitig his chayvus. Like a man just can walk over to a stranger in the street and write the document. I hereby obligate myself to give you $1 million, and he gives him the shtar. It's a his chayvus. That's not called a chavashem ksuba. Here the pashta says that if kosev la ksuba during erusin, then it has the chavashem of a ksuba. As it says, the ksubim become itam takanas chachamim. The chachamim were misakin in such a case. The Gemara had an ibay leib shita, but arusa yesh l'ksubim ain't l'ksubim. But if kasav l'ksubim, then for sure the takanas chachamim says that she's entitled to ksubim. It's not some going to be a hischaibis bialma. So bisman Gemara, they always used to have erisin, and then they had nisuin way later, a year later, half a year later. There was always a long pause in between. It was in the days of the Gaonim that they introduced the practice that we follow today, that you have the Nisun immediately following the Erisin. So Gemara tells a story over here. Rav had a son by the name of Rav Chiya. Rav was a nephew of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya was a half-brother of Rav's father and a half-brother of Rav's mother. His father's mother were not related to each other. There was a half-brother's half-brother. But so his father and the mother were distantly related to each other. So Rav was a nephew. So he named his son. Rav came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rabbi Yonos, and he did a lot of learning by Rav Chiya. So he named his son after Rav Chiya. We don't know whether he was alive or dead. A lot of times you have the practice to name a child after a Talmid Chacham, even if the Talmid Chacham is alive. You don't have to wait till after he dies. So Rav named his son Rav Chiya. He gave him the same name as his Rebbe. He gave him the name Rav Chiya. So when Rav Chiya bar Rav got married, the ksuba was nichta b'yom and echtam b'layla. So it had this man from the yom. So the Gemara says, Havi Rav hasma l'yom aluhu v'lamidi. Rav saw what was happening, and he didn't say anything. So apparently he thinks that it's okay. Leime ki Shmuel svira lei. So Rashi, that Rav agrees with Shmuel's member. Shmuel was previously quoted as saying, "Amar Shmuel, ksuba kemaisa bezin damya." What is that? What is a maisa bezin? Maisa bezin is, let's say, bezin had it in Torah. Reuven and Shimon had it in Torah. Bezin paskins, he owes him $150,000. So the bezin writes a document by the din Torah is finished a half an hour before the shkia. So the bezin starts writing the psak. And they have the date from before the Shkia. And then they realize, we didn't da mincha, we didn't da ma'ariv, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. So the mafsik in the middle of that mincha ma'ariv, and then they finally get to sign the document in the middle of the night. So it has this man from yom, is nichta by yom, and echta malaylo. So the Mishnah says that by a get, we paskin against Reb Shimon, that will be no good. So the Gemara says, but by a shtar ma'isa bezin, that's fine. Why? Because the bezin has the right to make shiba nechasim. Kishamad b'din. When Bezin completed the Gemara din, so there's already a Shem Nechasim. Tosis writes, Ma Maisa Bezin, Nichta Bayam Rech Ma'alai, that's good. So Tosis writes the little Tosis, the one line Tosis. The Mishas Psag Din, Ika Kola. Kembo B'shtar Kedi Aminim B'chol Duchta, leave out the Kola. That's what Tosis keeps on introducing over here. We'll get back to the Kola. We'll leave it out temporarily. We'll get back to it later. So Tosis says, Kedi Aminim B'chol Duchta, says all over the place, Kishamad b'din. The Gemara says you can only collect from the chosim shubadim, from the lekuches. If there's a milva mishtar, milva alpe, you only collect minei. You only collect from the loivi. You can't collect from the lekuches. But if it's a milva mishtar, then you can collect from the lekuches. Where do you have an exception to the rule? You have a chiyuv, a milva balpe, and you still have the ability to collect from the lekuches. The Gemara says kisha omad bedin. If Bezin made a Gemara din, so Bezin has the power of Hefker, Bezin Hefker. So when they issue a Psak din on the din Torah between Reuben and Shimon, they pass, and Reuben has to pay $150,000. So when they issue the Psak din, they probably want to exert their powers to the maximum extent. So they're going to issue a Psak. We are hereby creating. They have the right to issue however powerful a Psak they want to. They can make a Shimon Nechasim without a Shtar. The Gemara has, if Kana Miyodoi, Let's say you have a milval peh, and the loiva made a kinyan suda with the malva. The malva gave the loiva a handkerchief in exchange for which he should be mishabit his nechasim to the malva. So the Gemara says, if kana miyada, then you have shib nechasim. So not only kana miyada, if the bezin makes a psak din, if the baledinim themselves would have made kana miyada, it would have been a valid kinyan to create shib nechasim. So if the bezin makes the psak din, and we say, we hereby declare that the shib nechasim. So there's a tehek, they can do whatever they want, hefke bezin hefke. So even though they didn't declare, it's self-understood that whenever Hachmaskinen Kishamat Bedin, the Gemara says, that you gave up a Mishabdi, just like if it would have been Hachmaskinen Shkana Miyadai, so if it's Kishamat Bedin, so Amat Bedin also, it's implicit, it's self-understood. Whenever Bezin gives a Psak Din, so they mean not only the Reuven has to pay the $150,000, we're here by Mishabdi and Achasim also, they don't have to bother to say it. It's self-understood. You have to put teeth into the Psak and make that it should be Shiva Achasim. So the Gemara says, a maise bezdin, if bezdin makes a psak din, and they finish the din Torah half an hour before the shkin, they start filling out the psak, and they write the day time is man, but then they don't get to sign it till 10:30 at night. So the Gemara says that that's fine. Maise bezdin is kasa nichta bayom v'nechtem alav, that's fine. Because you don't even need the ksiva and the chasima. From the minute they finish the gemar din, is already kishamat bedin. Kishamat bedin already creates shiva and chasim. Bezna has the ability to, based on hefker, bezna hefker. So if they're going to write the shtar psak maise psak din, they write it by yom with the yom's date, and they don't sign it till laila, that's perfectly okay. The zman of the shiva and chasim begins by yom, from the time they gave the psak. So the Gemara says, Gemara quotes Shmuel, the ksuba has the same status as a maise bezna dami. My ma'ase bez nechta mayam erechta malayla is not a problem because you don't even need the ksiva. From the time of the gemar din is already up gepaskin, it's already a shiv nechasim. Af ksuba nechteves mayam erechtemes balayla. Why does Shmuel hold that ksuba is the same? Because ksuba la'olam is a tanai bezin. Ksuba is a tanai bezin. If it's by nesuah. If it's by an arusa, so then it's in a baya in the Gemara. So even the Rishonim are passing that arusa ain't lok suba, but the Gemara says there in Bab Mitzir at the end of the first paragraph, kasav lok suba, then yesh lok suba. What's the chiddush of kasav? I can write his chayvus to a man in the street also that I don't know. No, it means if the husband wants to write a ksuba, then there's a tanai bezin. Then it's his chayv to pek suba mitam takonas chachamim. It's not only if kasav lo, it's his chayv is bialma. His chayv is menachut. It's not if kasav lo. So then there's his chayv mitam takanas chacham. So that's what Shmuel says. Shmuel is talking al pipashlis. If you have eris in any way, and he wants to be kasav lo ksuba ba'oda arusa. He's not talking the way we have his manazeh, that you write the ksuba the chosin stish before he even did the erisin. They're just engaged, but there isn't even erisin. So then you can't say that it's a tanai bezin. So then that's the Shaila Rav Moshe and the other Paskim. So most of the Paskim say, if you make a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suder, so Kana Miyodo accomplishes Shiva Nechasim, and the Zman on the Ksuba will not be incorrect. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that it's wrong. He says you cannot, even if you make a Kinyan Suder, you cannot create Shiva Nechasim because they're not even married. Not even married, so it can't be. It's impossible to collect. They can't be in a Sarmala and his Garsha. So Rav Moshe holds that you can't, the Zman cannot. You cannot accomplish Ayidei Kinyan Suda that the Shiva Nechasim should be earlier. But the Gemara is talking about a case, the normal case in the Gemara, the Erisin already took place. It's sometime in the middle of Erisin, he's going to be Kasav Laksubas. Kasav Laksubas, Yesh Laksubas. Everybody agrees Yesh Laksubas. And Yesh Laksubas, not only Betoris is Chayv is Be'al, Yesh Laksubas mitam takanas chachamim. The only time the Gemara has a suffix is of like Kasav Laksubas, is there automatically a takanas chacham. But if Kasav Laksubas, then for sure there's a takanas chacham. So that's what Shmuel said from the time of the if nichta bayom and echtam balayla, from the time that he writes the document, he's being megaladas that he wants to give her a ksuba. So in such a case, there's a takanas chachamim. So once it's a takanas chachamim, so you don't need the nesinas haksuba. The takanas chachamim makes the, if it would have been omen bedin, you wouldn't have needed any document to be written. If Hachachman is getting Shamed Bedin, you can collect from the Mishabatim. So here you don't need Ahmed Bedin. If it's just Kasav laksuba, even if they didn't sign it yet, they didn't give it over yet, just kasav laksuba, so then it's yesh. If yesh laksuba, then for sure there's a takanas chacham. So that's what Shmuel says. Ksuba has the status like a shtar ma'ase bezin. Ma ma'ase bezin, uchtama yom elekom ba'layla. It's not a problem because it's based on hefke bezin hefke. Av ksuba nechtev is ba'yom, benechtem is ba'layla. So the Gemara says when Rab zones, we don't know whether Rab agrees or disagrees with Shmuel. Rab often disagreed with Shmuel. So over here, Rab's son, Rab Chiya, probably named after his uncle, Rab Chiya, that was his Rebbe. So Rab's son, when he got married, the ksuba was nechtem ayom and nechtem ba'layla. And Rab was there, v'layom aluhu v'lamidi. Rab didn't say anything. So don't you see, this does not seem to indicate that Rab agrees with Shmuel. That's gevaldik. When Rab and Shmuel both agree, you got to make a party. You got to throw a holiday, yeah? You got to throw a party. Lemik Shmuel severely. Should I say that he agrees with Shmuel? That the ksuba by an arusa has a status like a shar, like a ma'isa bezin, and just like a ma'isa bezin, and nichta bayom and nichta malayla is good. So this is also good. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's different over here. So the Gemara introduces a new inyan. That what? This is what Taisa started to introduce from the very beginning, from the first daf Yitzayin and Aleph. There are three possible zmanim that you can talk about. Let's say by a get. When does the Baal lose the Peres Nechsem Elul? So Reb Shimon says, Mishas Ksivis HaGet, even before the Chasima. Mishas Ksivis HaGet, the Get was Nechta Bayom, and it's Nechtam Balayla, and Reb Shimon holds that the Zman is the correct Zman. The correct Zman that the Baal forfeits the Peres is the Zman of Ksivis HaGet, because that's the Tchilos HaGerishin. That has to be written with Shema, means that's Tchilos HaGerishin. That's called Nosen Enu Lagash. If you would have held like Reb Meir, the Reidich Sima Karsi, it wouldn't be called Tchidus Agerish until Tilachasima. But we don't hold like Reb Meir. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon the Tana holds like Reb Lozer. The Eidim Mesira Karsi, so the writing of the first 10 lines in the Get, that's the Ksivis Aget, that's called the Nosanein Ulegash. One can, you can hold like Reb Lozer, Eidim Mesira Karsi, and say that the writing of the first 12 lines is the Ksivis Aget, that's a Tchidus Agerishin, and you can still say that Baal doesn't lose the Peres yet. Why? So you can either argue a point to say, well, he's entitled to Peres till the Gemara Gerishin, till the Shas Nesina. That's what the next Mandama holds in the Gemara, till the Nesina. Or you can hold that true, the Tchidus Agerishin is with the Ksivis Aget, but it's leislei kola. Maybe you only lose the peris when it's leislei kola. The Gemara always says, when you have a milvin bishtad that has eidei chasima on it, so then it's leislei kola. So that's what Tosfos introduces that theme from the very beginning of the sugya. From Yitzayinim and Aleph, they keep on picking up that theme again. So that's what they mention again in connection with this Gemara. That a shtar ma'isa bezdin is not only that hefker bezdin hefker, accomplishes that the Dezna has a right to make a Shiva Nechasim, we assume that it's going to be Yisle Kola also. If Ahmad Bedin, we assume it's like Yisle Kola. So true, Ashtar Ma'isa Bezna, Nichta Bayom and Echma Laila is not a problem. Once you have the Gemar Din, there's already Hefke Bezna Hefke, there's Shiva Nechasim, and it's Yisle Kola. But if you have a Ksuba, Ksuba is not a Ma'isa Bezna, Ksuba is a private thing, there's a Mana Gemara. In the later generations, Nachla Shiva writes, in the later generations, we treat the Ksuba as if it's a Shtar Ma'isa Bezin. And he said, that's why we have this man on the top line, on the Tanaim we have this man on the bottom line, because Tanaim is a private Shtar and the Ksuba is a Shtar Ma'isa Bezin. And that was the one opinion in Tosfos, that you do worry, Rav Papi says, you're worried about Nechzik Yishikra by a Shtar, Kiyam Ashtar. So the Gemara said Vilesa. So one day in Tais was Vilesa Lakusha, that's not a kasha. The Rav Papi only said you're concerned about the Mechzik Yishikra by Ishtar Ma'isa Bezin. So the later Achranim say maybe we should treat Iksuba also like Ishtar Ma'isa Bezin because Mishena Deb, they get Mekedushin, Lo Yehei Laisa Gemayim. So the Iksuba has to be written by a Rav, by a Choshev Rav, by a Bezin. So maybe we should treat it like Ishtar Ma'isa Bezin. So that's what, maybe tomorrow we'll start from this. How do you determine over here whether it's this lake call or less lake call? Okay. We'll have to finish up this pshat tomorrow. Gotta finish all the hazard.